It's time for the Sports Spotlight with Jackson, Kevin, and Christian, and it starts now.
And good afternoon, and welcome into the Sports Spotlight on this Thursday, January 6th. I'm your host, Jackson White, here, and it's been a little bit of a time since I've last been on the mic for the Sports Spotlight, as we have been out for a holiday break, so hopefully everyone has had a good Christmas, a good New Year, and any other thing you guys are celebrating, because it's been a little bit since we've last been on air. But Indianapolis Colts, they've played a couple games since we last have been on air, and they've won a couple, and they lost their most recent one. So prior to us going on break, we were talking Colts Patriots, and that game was, that was supposed to be the game of the year for the Indianapolis Colts at Lucas Oil Stadium. This happened on December 18th. Indianapolis Colts get the victory 27-17, and it was impressive. They looked good, and they got a big win there. And then they move across. They go to Christmas Day. They get a big win over possibly a team that people chose to win the Super Bowl going into this season. Well, after they started off a really hot start, they beat the Arizona Cardinals without Darius Leonard and most of their offensive line, including Quentin Nelson. Big win. And then they lost this past weekend to the Oakland Raiders. Not the Oakland Raiders. Excuse me. They actually moved to Las Vegas Raiders. And that was a game. If you win, you get in. But we will get into that and more here in a second. Jacob Turter will be joining the show. Formerly a Ben Davis Area 31 student here at Radio Broadcasting last year, but he graduated. But he's going to be coming on here in a couple minutes, joining me talking Colts and a little bit of Indiana Pacers as well. Lance Stephenson, 20 consecutive points in the first quarter. Lance Stephenson is back with the Indiana Pacers, and he had 30 points last night. Yeah. Impressive for the number six for the Pacers, but the Pacers in classic Indiana Pacer ways lost that game against the Brooklyn Nets last night. But that's good, because we want them to lose, since I'm all for the tank. I want to get that good draft pick. But the Colts do play the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll talk about that and more once Jacob joins the show. And IU basketball, Purdue basketball, both those teams started off hot. They've slowed down recently, but they're two of the top teams in college basketball and more. And then obviously, since it is only me on the show as of right now, we do have some updates coming soon about the future of the show, so stay tuned. And you can follow us on Twitter at @S_spotlight for all the news and updates about the show. But let's get right into it here. I'm Jackson White joining, and hopefully here in a second, Jacob Turter will join the show on the line. But I'm excited to finally be back in studio here at Ben Davis High School doing the show and more. And it's going to be really exciting this next semester coming your way. So let's just see if we can get Jacob on the line. Jacob last year actually did a show with me called the J&J Sports Blitz. That was in my junior year. So that was always kind of something funny. But, yeah, it's just kind of bringing back old memories, having Jacob on the show. And this is going to be the first time that he has been on air. So let's just see if we can get him on here, and then we'll get on with the show. A little bit of technical difficulties, as this is the first time I've been on air in a little bit. So a little bit rusty, but we will get the rust out and continue to move on. But sadly today we will be having no corner flag, as a little bit of schedule changes kind of affected that. So we have a big announcement coming soon with the corner flag. It's still going to be a thing. It's still going to be hosted by the one and only Christian Hernandez. So if you're a big soccer fan, he covers it all. He does a really good job here with the Spotlight. And, so we have a big announcement coming soon about the corner flag. It will not happen today, but the corner flag will happen soon. So we are having a little bit of technical difficulties getting Jacob on the line. So I'm going to try to work those out. But as I do that, I'm going to take a quick break, and then hopefully when we come back, Jacob will be good to go and joining us. So I'll be right back on the Sports Spotlight.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
Now I'm, trying to get better, stronger than ever.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. It's Barack. Now that every American over the age of 16 is eligible to get the vaccine, I want to talk about you getting yours. The vaccine is safe, it's effective, it's free. I got one. Michelle got one. People you know got one. And now you can get one, too. It's the only way we're going to get back to all the things we love, from safely spending time with grandparents to going to concerts and watching live sports. So get the vaccine as soon as you can.
Visit rshot.in.gov.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee, nod your head, shake your hips, and bite your lip ever so slightly. Now, with one hand in the air, point at people with the other hand. I call that the rock star.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids.
Now, make a face like it just smells something bad.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
And welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. I'm your host, Jackson White. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but now I welcome on to the Sports Spotlight, Jacob Tarter. Welcome back.
Glad to be back.
So what you've been up to, Jacob?
You know, nothing much. Just been watching the Colts game. They've been doing really good this year. Pacers, quite the opposite.
Yeah, the Pacers have been quite, I would say, not that good. But now going back to the Colts versus Patriots on December 18th, the Indianapolis Colts got a big win, 27-17, and the Colts at one point had a 20-0 lead in this ballgame. New England came back scoring 17 in the fourth quarter, but the Indianapolis Colts hold on with a house call, Jonathan Taylor, 67 yards to the end zone, touchdown Colts. They win by 10. And they looked good in this game. At that point, they were 8-6. And, I mean, this was a must-win game for the Colts, and they got a big victory. What did you see from the Colts versus the Patriots?
I saw, great defense in the running game. Defense was really good for the whole most of the game. Running game, amazing. We didn't really need to win that game. So.
Yeah, Carson Wentz went 5-for-12 in this game, 57 yards and a touchdown, and that touchdown was really just kind of a toss to Nyheim Hines. He also threw an interception that was quite interesting. This game, as you look at it, the Colts just stepped up because this New England team going into this one was extremely hot, and I think, I mean, would you say that this was the biggest game at Lucas Oil Stadium, the biggest win for the Colts really since Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, division rivals, we haven't beat the Patriots since we had Peyton Manning back in, like, 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a game where the Patriots went for on fourth down and didn't get it.
Yeah.
Huge. Yeah, I would agree with you. This is probably the biggest home win of the – I would say this is the biggest home win of the season.
I mean, that is definitely I think that's the biggest win of the year just in general. But now going Christmas Day, this was 2 weeks ago, the Indianapolis Colts traveled to Arizona to play a game on Christmas Day. The Colts battling COVID going into this one as it really began. It's gotten worse since this game. But the Colts got the victory 22-16, and Carson Wentz stepped up in a way that they needed him. Two touchdowns, no interceptions, 225 yards, and a beautiful pass to the end zone. And found a wide-open Desmond Patton. I mean, he wasn't open, but a back of the end zone. Great throw, great catch. T.Y. Hilton also had a big catch on that drive. The Colts got a big win. Jonathan Taylor had 108 yards. And they played great defense, forcing a safety. Kyler Murray really was contained to decent numbers. 245 yards, one touchdown. Kyler Murray had a really big run in the first drive. But other than that, they looked good. What did you see from the Indianapolis Colts versus the Cardinals?
I saw a team that came out as an underdog and won. You know, to me, just based on the circumstances, that was their best win of the season, or most impressive win of the season. You know, they're down all the offensive line. Eric Fisher got injured in the first half. So did the Jack Doyle. You know, missing your best defense, your top defensive player, and you held one of and you beat one of the top teams in the league. So it's impressive win, tough win on the road, too, on Christmas.
I mean, you could say that is a good Christmas present, to say the least.
Yeah.
But we're just skimming through these games. And the game that happened last week was kind of an interesting one, as I did watch Hard Knocks last night. And the Indianapolis Colts found out going into the week that Carson Wentz tested positive for COVID-19. Carson Wentz originally would have missed this game because you have to sit out 10 days after testing positive. Well, the new rule by the CDC said you only have to wait 5 days. And if you test negative and are symptomatic. You can come back and play. And so Carson Wentz suited up. Versus the Las Vegas Raiders. And he played decent. 148, a touchdown, a crazy touchdown to T.Y. Hilton, kind of like a volleyball play, you could say. He went 16 for 27. Jonathan Taylor, 108 yards, a touchdown on the final play of the first half. But, Jacob, the Colts team, they did not look prepared to win this game. They just looked kind of, I mean, COVID really got to them, I feel like. Most of the team missed lots of games. Quentin Nelson just getting back as well. I mean, most offensive line played, but except Eric Fisher because of injury. Pryor stepped in and actually had an impressive day at an 85 pass rating grade. So he did a good job as well. But this just was a game that if you're the Colts, you win. I mean, you're better than the Raiders. I think the Colts are. They forced two turnovers on Derek Carr, and I think the Colts were playing at like a 70%. They did not look good in this game, and they almost won.
Yeah, I agree. They had no aspect of the game. They didn't look like that good besides maybe turning the ball over, which they did, like you said, two interceptions. You know, special teams didn't look that good. Just overall, a terrible game.
Yeah, I mean, the special teams didn't look good at all. That's one thing. They were also missing their long snapper and Luke Rhodes, so I think that could play a factor as well.
The Pro Bowl long snapper, Luke Rhodes.
Yeah, you got to throw in the Pro Bowl. But the Colts now sit at a 9-7 clip. Okay, the Indianapolis Colts are battling for a playoff spot. They play a team that fans this Sunday are going to come in clown outfits. A team that has the number one draft pick in the last draft. A team that has Trevor Lawrence, a guy who did not lose a regular season game in his career going into this season. But the Jaguars are 2-14. They're one of the worst teams in football. I would say the worst team in football. They just got 50 bombed by the Patriots last week. Their fans are showing up in clown outfits. That's going to be funny. Because like a clown, just kind of funny. But Jaguars going into it, Trevor Lawrence has thrown one touchdown in his last eight games. That's not good at all. And the Jaguars, they stink. They fired head coach Urban Meyer after 1 year. This team is a team that also signed Tim Tebow in the offseason to play tight end. So the Jacksonville Jaguars are not the best organization. But why are people scared about this game?
I think it's because we're playing in Jacksonville. We haven't won there in like 8 years, I believe. You know, they also, like, even though they could get the number one pick, they probably, the players, they want to play the spoiler for our season. So, and yeah. Division rivals. So, division rivals, they know their rivals, the teams in the division better than most other teams. So, they're going to play harder.
Yeah, they're going to play harder. And I mean, we have not won in Jacksonville since 2014. And, I mean, we in 2018, the Colts were really hot. In 2018, the Jags sucked. And the Colts got, they lost 6-0. 6-0, probably the worst game I've ever watched. Andrew Luck was on fire. He was throwing three touchdowns a game. Mostly four. I mean, Andrew Luck was, he was getting in the end zone at least three times a game going into this game in 2018. And he had no points.
He was an MVP candidate for that year, but that game, he was just, everyone just looked terrible.
Oh, I know. But the Colts, I mean, they didn't look prepared versus the Raiders. And in all reality, if this Colts team does lose versus Jacksonville, they do not deserve to play in the playoffs.
I agree. If they lose, we keep our front pick, if because of the trade with the Eagles, if we miss the playoffs?
The first round pick is already going to Philly because Carson Wentz played 75% of the snaps.
Okay, I was just making sure. But yeah, I agree with you. If we can't beat the Jaguars, we're most likely not going to beat teams like the Chiefs, Titans, you know.
And Derrick Henry's now back with the Tennessee Titans. So, go ahead.
That's good for like Titans, too, because they're playing for the first seed. So they came back this week, rest them, then rest another week, crack them up for another week.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we will have to see. I don't think Tennessee's that good, but they play the Houston Texans, so I do believe Tennessee is going to be your first seed. I mean, they have beat the Rams. I mean, they've won some big games. But going in, I mean, looking at the rest of this NFL schedule, really the only games that stick out are going to be Sunday Night Football, Chargers, Raiders. Let's say the Colts do beat the Jaguars, and hopefully they will. This game is going to be for the seventh seed. Who do you have on Sunday Night Football, Jacob?
I think Chargers. Just like a better overall team, better offense, more talented. Yeah, I got the Chargers. Mm-hmm. I think 27-17 Chargers.
27-17 for the Chargers. So, going in to the playoffs, so you have the Chargers making it as a 7th seed. Of course, the Colts winning versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's going to be interesting. I mean, if the Colts don't win this game, I don't know what I'll do. I don't know. I might become a fan of... at this point, I don't know. I mean, just as much pain as it's been being an Indiana sports fan this year, especially with the Pacers, I don't know what I'd do if we lost to the 2-14 Jaguars.
Me neither.
That would be something, to say the least. But it should be a good one. I think Carson Wentz is going to have a good game. He needs a bounce back game. But before we wrap up this NFL segment, Jacob, as I was talking a little bit on Twitter, I saw you respond. We were talking back and forth. Going in, lots of the real question about the Colts is Carson Wentz the guy at quarterback? And Carson Wentz did not play in a preseason. He was hurt preseason and most of OTAs. Carson Wentz is a guy who was broken physically, I mean, basically, in Philadelphia. Carson Wentz is a guy who has 26 touchdowns, 27 total. Only 6 interceptions. He has over 3,000 yards. He's looked decent. I wouldn't say he's been amazing. He's been amazing at times. He's shown flashes of greatness, but he hasn't been a great all season. What is your opinions on that going into next season with Carson Wentz?
I agree with you. He's been pretty good, decent this year, you know. But at the same time, I think he'll be better next year. He works a lot better. He has a the full off season with the team, the training camp, hopefully, and hopefully a preseason next year. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a full off season with Frank Reich and the squad. One crazy thing about Frank Reich is every single year that he has been a coach with the Colts, he has had a different starting quarterback week one. With his first year, it was Andrew Luck, and then it was Jacoby Brissett because Luck retired week three in the preseason. Then it was Phillip Rivers, and then Carson Wentz. So hopefully Carson Wentz is the quarterback next year unless he retires too, and then I don't know what we're going to do. But I doubt he retires. I think he's going to be in here for the long haul. And so I just want to see maybe what a year two quarterback in the Reich system would look like, because we don't know what a year two quarterback in the Reich system, a starting quarterback, I should say, will look like in the Reich system. And I think it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, Carson Wentz is a guy who I think needs to improve, and I think he will. Lots of people say that, I mean, really just looking at it, he really only has timing with a few receivers. Like going back in the offseason, he did not have time to really throw to T.Y. Hilton. And I think that's why T.Y. Hilton is not having as good as a season, because he doesn't have the timing down with Carson. Carson Wentz has been better with Pittman Jr. Obviously, Pittman Jr. is better than T.Y. Hilton in this current state, day and age. But, I mean, the timing is big, and that's something that comes in the offseason.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, like, offseason, I think people don't really think about that much, because, like, the players tear their bodies up also at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It builds chemistry, like, the new players coming on the team, whether it's the rookie, free agent, you know, someone who might be traded to the team, like Carson was.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, obviously the Colts, they're a team that does need help in positions. I mean, what do you think their biggest needs going into the offseason are for the Colts?
I would say the biggest need is, like, one of the biggest needs is replacing what I think Xavier Rhodes could be gone up this year, maybe. But overall, the biggest positional need, I think, could be receivers. You know, T.Y. Hilton, this could be his last game this year. We don't know. Zach Pascal, he might be back next year. But overall, outside of Michael Pittman, we haven't really had that good receiving core this year.
Yeah. And the receiving core has just kind of been lackluster. Zach Pascal started the season off with 3 touchdowns. He only has 3 touchdowns on the season. So, yeah, it's just kind of shaky a little bit, to say the least, from the Colts. But
yeah,
we will see when it comes. But offensively, scoring-wise, I mean, they have Jonathan Taylor. So if Taylor's in the backfield, I mean, he's one of the people that I think could win MVP. And I think, in all reality, should win MVP if the Colts make it in. And Taylor has a big day versus Jacksonville. As we know, he did have 200 yards last year versus Jacksonville in the season finale. Maybe he does it again. I don't know. It would just help us. If he does, I mean, we could be talking MVP. But now we are going to take a break and come back talking Indiana Pacers. Lance Stephenson, 30 points, 20 consecutive points in the first quarter. What? Is this 2012? I don't know. But the Pacers did end up losing that one. We'll talk about it in more. Jacob Tarter is going to stay with us on air. So we're going to take a quick break and be right back on the Sports Spotlight.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And now back to the Sports Spotlight with your hosts, Jackson White and Kevin Gleva.
And welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. This is the January 6th edition. As in our first segment, we did talk a lot about the Indianapolis Colts. I'm your host, Jackson White, and on the line still is the one and only Jacob Tarter. Thanks again for joining us, Jacob.
Glad to be here. Ready to talk more sports.
Yeah, about Indiana Pacers. Lance Stephenson, how do you do? 30 points for the Pacers' former player. He's back with the team. Lance Stephenson rocking the number 6. He was drafted by the Pacers, wore the number 6, and then wore the number 1. And then he went to Charlotte, and then he bounced around with the Clippers, the Grizzlies. I mean, he bounced around. He played on the Pelicans at one time as well. Came back to Indiana when Paul George was on the team, right? Wore number 6 again. Had 17 points against the Raptors. Almost got in a fight in his first game back at home. Okay. So that's kind of, that was a second stint. And then 2017 happens. Lance has a good year with the Indiana Pacers. He plays good. Him and Domantas Sabonis, they mitch and match really good. The Pacers go and take the Cavs to 7. And then the Pacers decide, we're not going to keep Lance anymore. Lance goes. He goes out and plays with LeBron James in Los Angeles. And he has a decent year. I mean, that team was fun to watch. They were goofy. They had every single clown on that team. But, yeah, good for him. He got to play with LeBron James, his enemy. And then he only played 1 year in L.A. And then it looked like his NBA career was over. He went out in China and averaged 35. And then there was rumors pre-COVID in the February, before the March shutdown, that he could possibly be coming back to the Pacers for a playoff run. This was in 2020. And then obviously those got shut down as the China players could not come over and play in the NBA since of COVID. So that was shut down. And then 2 years later, Lance Stephenson has bounced around. He's played a little bit of G League. He played for the Nuggets G League officiate. He played 10 games for the Atlanta Hawks recently and only scored 10 points in 6 games. Not 6 games, excuse me, 3 games. 10 points, 3 games. Yeah, it's decent. Lance Stephenson comes back to Indiana. The Pacers say, oh, we want to sell tickets. We haven't been selling any. Why not go get Lance Stephenson? They do. And Lance Stephenson comes in versus Cleveland, has a good game. He didn't do anything crazy. I mean, he played decent. Lance Stephenson had 6 points, 13 minutes. I mean, wasn't that bad. And then he plays against the Knicks. 5 points, 17 minutes, 11 total points in 2 games. Oh, well. And then their first home game versus the Brooklyn Nets. Lance Stephenson checks in the first quarter. 20 consecutive points for Lance Stephenson. Wow. I mean, that is just something you do not see. Lance Stephenson, 20 straight points, hitting threes, a buzzer beater three to end the first quarter. He had 24 points at halftime. He comes back out. He only had 6. They really started shadowing him because he was hot. But, I mean, it's just, he finished with 30 points. Lance Stephenson, welcome back to the Indiana Pacers. And, I mean, it's just, I mean, I know we didn't win, but I don't want to win this game. I want to tank. But, Lance Stephenson, I mean, there is just something special about Indiana and him.
Yeah, it seems like every time he comes back to Indiana, he plays better than when he does on, like, any other team, especially when we're at home, like last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of funny because he really, I mean, if they could sign him to a lifetime contract and he would only play at home, I mean, that would be something. But, he's on a 10-day contract, and do you think the Pacers continue his deal for the remainder of the year?
I think he should. I think we should. You know, he brings some stuff to the table that we don't really have. Like, the Pacers don't really have, like, the energy guy anymore with C.J. McCollum out. He adds some, like, veteran experience, because right now I think he's one of the oldest players on the team, and he puts butts in seats. But he's not, like, someone like LeBron, but he's definitely going to help put some people in Indiana in the seats.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to sell tickets. I mean, that's the obvious. And that's probably really the only reason they signed him, and completely honest, because they're not trying to win games, obviously. I mean, the Nets were running layup lines out there, and Miles Turner was sitting on the bench. So, I don't know. I think they're fully committed to this tank, and, hey, I'm all for it. I mean, a high draft pick is something the Pacers have not had since drafting Rick Smits. Rick Smits is now an old man. I mean, he's not really old, but he is old. He last played in 2000, So if that tells you anything, that was 88, I think. It's either 88,
89.
88,
late
80s. Yeah, the late 80s, because I know they drafted Reggie and the late 80s as well. So, yeah, I think it's one of those years that they have not, and they've really not been in the lottery too much since then. They've been a high lottery team. But other than that, I mean, this team has never really committed to a tank or even been at the bottom drillers of the NBA. And, I mean, this team has, I would say they're a top 10, not top 10, a top 15 team when it comes to full talent. I mean, they have lots of talent. I mean, you name a guy like a Malcolm Brogdon, a Caris LeVert, a TJ Warren, a Miles Turner, a Domantas Sabonis, Chris Duarte. I mean, this team has talent. It just doesn't work with this group. They don't fit in together. And I think that's the ultimate thing. I mean, what do you see in the future of the Indiana Pacers?
I see in the future at the trade deadline, I think we're going to make a couple of big trades.
So you think the Pacers are going to make trades in the deadline, or do you think they're going to save it till the offseason?
I think we'll make a couple of trades at the deadline and possibly, you know, both, actually.
So who do you see the Pacers keeping, and who do you think they're going to move on from?
I think we're going to keep Turner. We're definitely going to keep Duarte, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Duarte basically like a lock. Not Isaiah Jackson. I think we should keep Miles Turner just for defense. You know, he's been here.
So you're saying the Pacers should trade Sabonis?
Yeah. Plus, he also brings Ford back in, any other player on the team.
Yeah. True. He is a two-time All-Star. So. Yeah. I don't know. We will see with Sabonis and the Indiana Pacers, but they now sit at a 14-23 clip. They're 3-7 in their last 10, and they do not look good. They blew a big lead versus the Nets last night, and it just kind of tells their season after that. Excuse me, after that game.
I'll say last night, that was probably one of their best losses of the year, if that makes any sense.
I mean, they've lost 15 games. Most of their losses, 15 out of their 23, have been in single digits.
Yeah, so it's not like you're getting blown out anyway. So,
I mean,
that's maybe a good sign.
Is TJ Warren the missing piece? I don't know. But we will see with this Indiana Pacers team. And I don't know. This team, last night was probably the first time I've watched a Pacer game in a while, I would be honest. And I think that's how everyone feels.
Yeah.
But we will see.
It was like a lot of stuff going on last night. You know, Kyrie Irving returning, Delaney Stevenson returning home for the first time in a couple of years. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good game. I mean, it really was. Lance Stevenson, I'd rather go to a Pacer game, watch Lance Stevenson get 50 and have them lose. Like, that would be amazing. Lance Stevenson having 50 at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he'll ever get 50, but I wish I would have been there for the 30 points. Like, that 20 points, consecutive points, I mean, that would have been cool.
Yeah. You know, it's like Michael Jordan coming back to the NBA plan, like Lance said a couple of years ago.
I mean, I wouldn't say Lance Stevenson's Michael Jordan, but in Indiana he is, at least last night. So, the Pacers, we'll see. But, yeah. Jacob, thanks for joining me here on the Sports Spotlight. It's been good having you on here.
I'm glad to be here. Hopefully we can do this more often.
Yeah, it'd be good to have you on the show and talk a little bit Colts. I know they got a big playoff push, hopefully, coming, and the Pacers season has a very long continuing. So thanks again to Jacob Tarter for joining us, and hopefully we'll have you on again soon.
Peace.
All right. Thanks again to Jacob Tarter for joining the show. We have lots more coming your way. Indiana Hoosiers basketball, they've looked decent of late. We'll talk about them and Purdue and more on the Sports Spotlight. We'll be right back after this quick break.
I want to get back to kissing the cheeks of my grandbabies, making Sunday dinner with a house full of family and lots of laughs.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. But now there are vaccines, and they are the very first step that let us get back to what we miss most. It's okay to have questions.
Is it safe?
Should I wait?
Now, get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
And welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. I'm your host, Jackson White. As we go to the top of the hour here, big news about the show is lots of changes are coming in the near future. As you can tell, I am the only one currently on the show. Big announcement for the corner flag. We have a really big announcement as Christian Hernandez and myself are excited to share that one with you guys here soon. And just lots of stuff going to be changing about the show, and it's just going to be good as we try to take this show to the next level. But now, Indiana Hoosiers basketball. Since we last have been on air, they've played a few games. They played at a Gainbridge Fieldhouse versus the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and they won 64-56. And then they won versus Northern Kentucky 79-61. But January 2nd, this past Sunday, they played a game versus Penn State, a 6-5 Penn State team. Not a good team. Not at all. I mean, they're decent. They have some talent. I mean, they have Pickett. He's a good guard for them. But other than that, I mean, they had some good players come off the bench and make shots. But this team isn't that good. They're 6-5. And IU lost 61-58. I mean, it went down to the wire. IU just could not get out to a lead. They just didn't look 100%. And they lost this game. Trace Jackson Davis had 20 points, 5 rebounds. Roy Thompson had 10 rebounds, 9 points. I mean, or Race Thompson, excuse me. But they just couldn't get it done against Penn State. And they're now 10-3. They're yet to be ranked. And today at 7 p.m., they play a tough matchup against the 13th seed Ohio State Buckeyes. That's going to be a real test for this IU team. Are you an actual team that's going to compete when March comes? Are you just going to be a team that can beat bad teams and can't beat good ones? That's going to be the taste of the tale for the Hoosiers as they play a tough game versus Ohio State today, and then Sunday they play versus Minnesota at noon. So lots of good stuff for the IU Hoosiers, and let's see. I mean, ultimately it's going to be two big tests for the Hoosiers as they really start off Big Ten play. But going now to the Purdue Boilermakers, and they play on Saturday versus Penn State, and they just beat IU, so that's going to be a good one. And then they did lose another game. They lost 74-69 to the Wisconsin Badgers. That was on the 3rd of January, and that was their second loss since we've seen you last. They did beat Butler at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in a blowout fashion, 77-48. Butler has not looked good of late, I should say. They have been a little bit off, you could say. Then they had big wins, really just blowing out teams. And then they lost to the 23-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. So Purdue is a team that is still ranked they're up there. They're still ranked number 3. They've had some big wins. They beat Villanova. They beat UNC. But they lost to Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin's a team that IU blew a 20-point lead and lost. So we will see. We will see what the future holds for the Boilermakers. But they have some tough games coming up. They have Penn State, Michigan, Nebraska, Illinois, and then IU on the 20th of January. I mean, that is just a tough batch. And then they have they have the Northwestern. Northwestern is a team that's no slob. Then they have Iowa. That's a team that's talented. And then they have Ohio State. And then Minnesota. So that's a lot of games coming up in January. Those are teams that could beat this Purdue team. But Purdue has a really good team. They have Ivy and Jaden Ivy, and he is a player I'd really like to see on the Pacers. I don't think he'll fall to us unless they get a really good draft pick. I don't know if he'll go to the league anyway. I don't know, because he did stay last year. But we will have to see with Purdue They got some tough games coming up. And, I mean, it's really going to show, is this team a true number three seed, not number three ranked team in the country? Or are they just a team that started off hot and slowed down? We'll have to find out. But that's really going to wrap up today's show. I don't have too much more for you guys here. But it's been a good first show back. The second semester is now, so I am excited. And you'll hear from me on Tuesday. But we have some big announcements coming up. Corner Flag having a big one, a really big one. I'm excited to see the future of the Corner Flag here on the Sports Spotlight and more. So stay tuned. You can follow us on Twitter at the S_Spotlight. So make sure to follow us on Twitter. And that's basically it. And that's all I got for today. So thanks for joining me on the Sports Spotlight. Thanks again for Jacob Tarter joining me here. Talking Colts and Pacers. It's definitely been interesting. Colts take on the Jaguars 1 o'clock Sunday. And the Pacers play a couple games in between here and Tuesday as well. So lots of good stuff going on tonight. Ohio State IU, that's going to be a game I'm going to pay attention to. Because it's going to say, can IU mess with the big dogs? They will have to see against Ohio State tonight. But we have some good music coming your way here on Indy's Giant 90.9. And just stay tuned for the Sports Spotlight next Tuesday. And I'll see you then. I've been Jackson White. Thanks for listening.